Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hello, Jill.
Hello,
how
Steve.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, same to you.
Kinda.
Good to be in studio with you.
And we have a very special guest.
We do.
Carrie Casey is here, and he is the head of the National Center for Fathering. Yes. If you're watching us on the NRB network, you can see that he looks like he's raised some kids and that he's still happy about it.
Are
he
you loves saying kids. I'm old?
Yeah,
no,
what do you
no,
mean by that,
said,
Steve?
Raise some kids and happy
young.
About it.
Yes.
But anyway, Carrie is he's just a man that, on a mission to get dads to be there. And you've worked with a lot of pro athletes. You've tried to motivate people in a lot of different ways. You were on the White House Task Force.
Responsible Fatherhood, Healthy Marriage.
Yeah. Yes. And I want to give your website in case anybody wants to get involved. We can't get too many people involved in fathering, and that's fathers.com.
Yes, definitely.
And I think probably the best program that you guys have ever developed is getting dads into schools with their kids.
You're totally right. Watchdogs, dads of great students.
Yeah.
We're in 4,500 schools nationwide right now.
They're called
that
watchdogs.
Is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah,
because
yes.
so many dads are removed from
yes,
schools. You just
definitely.
See moms.
When dads are involved in the child's education, they're going to not only survive, but they will thrive,
no
in
question
fact.
About it.
Oh,
definitely.
Absolutely.
They would do better.
I went on a field trip with Solomon, he's 8, with his class. And, you know, it just, you could tell, it just meant
definitely.
The world to him.
Definitely.
And you learn a lot.
But the thing about you, you
right.
do learn a lot.
Yes.
You learn how much you don't know.
Right.
But the thing about Watchdogs is that you guys, I mean, it's organized. You've got a way anybody could, if they said, we ought to get that in our school.
Yes.
You've got materials available at fathers.com.
Definitely.
You can help them start it and develop it and grow it.
Right.
And build it.
Yeah.
But it really makes a difference because, you know, you got to wonder how many of those kids don't have a dad at home.
Yes.
And then many, you know, I have a degree in elementary ed. And
I didn't know that, Steve.
Yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Was. Well, you know, it was the only
He's
place I
lot.
Could go where there were 30 women in a class and one guy. But that's one
that's
of the
good.
Sad things is many guys, the kids, they're not exposed to good, healthy role models at school.
Yes. Yes.
And, the female teachers are having to try to do both, and so when you do what you guys have done with this Watchdog program, you've really helped. So if nothing else comes from you being on this program, I hope some people will go over to fathers.com and check out the Watchdog program, and that the next time you and I talk. Maybe there'll be 5,000.
You're totally right. The way things are going now, it's one of our strongest programs. It's progressing greatly. We would love to see it double every year, in fact.
Yeah.
And heroes of the hallways, even the dads that are
ill.
You know, even dads that are ill nerdo like me, believe it or not, I have 3 grown children, and my bride, who is with me here today, is a second grade teacher.
Yeah.
And she said, sweetheart, we need this program in our school.
That's
and
right.
it has just boomed where dads. They have a dad every day there at their school, has
go.
An agenda, and, you know, heroes of the hallways.
Heroes of the hallways,
I love
leaders
that.
In the lockers, all those kinds
you got it.
Of things. And by the way, you have a great book, any dad that's saying, yeah, okay.
What do I do?
Not,
help.
Yeah,
what,
how do I get better at this? You've got a book. It's a 21-day challenge. It's a 3-week program.
You got it.
And at the end of that 3 weeks... you may actually know your child's middle name. I mean, it's amazing. What?
I like yeah. that.
Anyway,
you're right.
It's called the 21-Day Dad's Challenge. All right, yes. We'll be back right after this.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours today, and you can join us at 1-800-229-3000 with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn, and in this hour, Dr. Kerry Casey, and he is the head of the National Center for Fathering. A lot of you, you know, maybe you've been to the county center of fathering. Well, that's just not good enough. You know, we've got the national center. And if you want to know anything about what they do to help dads be great dads, it's fathers.com. That's their website. And I have spoken to your marriage
third time.
Three
You're
times.
The only one that we've had back that many well, times. Marriages are better.
But I'm wow. telling
all jokes aside, well, my yeah. bride and I, our marriage is better. We've been married 37 years,
oh,
but every
goodness.
Time you come, we hear new information that can really help us and all the folks in attendance.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but you know, just having been a part of those events for three times, I've really gotten to know what you do.
Right.
And you know, you look at ministries around the world, and you know, everybody has a great reason to be, whether it's water for life or you know whatever it is, digging wells or hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one that is so easy. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to send some money and wonder where it's going or what. You can be involved in this.
Yes.
And you can be involved in your own home. And you know, one of the things that I was working with a television network, and they did a survey of what people want to hear and experience and see on television. And if you've ever watched the Hallmark Channel, which is 5,000 different versions of The Notebook, but it's actually a great channel.
Notebook.
But what people want to see and experience are
yes.
stories where people get a second chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right mm-hmm. now, every dad that's listening that has totally messed up,
yes.
hasn't been there, I don't care what it is.
You're right, Steve.
You mm-hmm. you can decide right this very second, okay,
yes.
my second chance is going to start today. And you know what? You call, write, contact, text a child, and you say, I'm so sorry,
yes.
and I hope one day you'll let
yes.
me back in.
Mm-hmm.
They may not respond.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Yes.
But you give them some time to work
it
on that.
It will mean something.
It
mm-hmm.
really might.
Steve,
right.
you hit on something, though, but I want to let the listeners know there are no perfect dads.
Yeah, right.
Even me as a CEO, I share with people, by the way, I'm the chief encouragement officer. And we
right.
want to inspire and equip dads to be involved in their children's lives. And
yeah.
my children would tell you, like, I failed many times.
Yeah.
And I have three grown children. We kept having fun. Now we have Chance. He's 17. We have nine grandchildren. But having Chance at 17, he keeps my fathering fresh.
Yeah.
So no perfect dad. dads, no. But
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful organization. Again, fathers.com is where you would go. And let's go over to how about Deborah from Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT is the station. Hi there. How you doing? Deborah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Speak right up there. I think you might be on speakerphone. You'll have to get off that.
Okay.
How can we help you today?
Hello.
How can we help, Deborah?
Oh, yes. I listened to your program in November, and you were discussing something about a new ADD or ADHD medication that you have been taking for a little while that you're having success with.
Yes.
Me and about 1,000 other people have been, and I just had a request for my son, who's 27. He's been promoted, and he's facing a move, and his symptoms are increasing so much, he's feeling like he's going to crash, and he doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah. How old is
and
he?
I remembered,
how old is he? How old is your son?
27.
Well, it's interesting that you say that.
Correct.
Because, you know, a lot of people have told me over the years I should have my head examined. And today, I'm after radio, I'm going out to the Amen Clinic.
Yeah.
And literally having my head examined. But here's the thing. You know, I've been...
those pictures will be fascinating.
Well, I'm not on medication today and haven't been for about a month, which might explain certain things. And but because I wanted my brain picture, the spec scan 300, I wanted it to be there without it. But here's the thing. Over the years, I've been on different medications, and I have never told anybody what I took because it never works the same for different people.
Everybody's different.
Plus, some things, I mean, I remember the first time that I took Adderall, I ended up with a headache from it, and so I had to quit that. And so then I went back, I took Ritalin, and I remember that I would always read the New York Times newspaper every Sunday, and it would take me 35 minutes to do it because I would scan it for 30, and then I'd read one article. So I took this Ritalin pill. This was years ago.
Really?
And 4 hours and a half later, I got up from reading the New York Times. I had sat in the same chair for 4.5 hours. Now, I've never sat in the same chair for 4.5 hours.
Right.
Since. But anyway, I don't take that anymore. It doesn't work anymore.
Really,
but
focused.
My point is that it worked. It was really amazing what it did for me in the beginning, and it just doesn't do it now. So the thing he needs to do is go see a psychiatrist who understands medication, and then he needs to be involved in with a counselor who can give him strategies to make it work for him. Like, see, I've always had a strategy of hiring people that knew stuff I didn't know how to do or couldn't, and so that's why New
You're
Life
smarter
exists.
Smarter than I thought.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if I didn't have that strategy, if I was one of these guys thinking I got to do it all or I should do it all, then I wouldn't be sitting talking.
But Steve,
right
what
now.
You're also saying is a pill is not going to do it alone.
No,
you get some benefit. Some people get more benefit than other people.
Right.
But then our bodies change over the years, so you constantly have to adjust that, and you have to learn ways to manage.
Well, it's like if you get frustrated and fly off the handle and break something, you need to have a counselor that you're talking to who would say to you, well, just because you have ADD doesn't give you an excuse to destroy things. Why did you do that? You know, and so you need someone really to help you kind of grow up a little bit. And here's the big question that I think has yet to be answered: does a person have attention deficit disorder, and that causes all these problems? You know. Or do you start with a bunch of problems and you end up kind of with this thing called attention deficit disorder that comes out of all those problems? You know, it's more a result of, well, most likely it's a combination. But enough of that. Let's get back to the phones. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you, I'll get a copy of Carrie Casey's 21-Day Dad Challenge, and I'll send that to you. And I want to say this. You know, we've done a lot with Every Man's Battle, and if there's anything that I'm hoping that Every Man's Battle does is it keeps dads at home rather than running off with some woman that's then going to run off with some other man later. Let's go to Cheryl from Alexandria, Virginia. WAVA is the station. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about how to cope with a broken relationship between me and my father due to his second wife, who's very much a narcissist and really controls him. And if she doesn't like someone or if she's feeling insecure about somebody, he cuts them off, including his children. There's five of us, and he talks to one. I mean, and that's only because that my brother's wife really kind of kisses up to the stepmother. And this has been going on 3 years.
Okay, so she's extremely controlling.
Yes.
And limiting of contact and all. And you want to restore your relationship with him?
I definitely do. I've always been very close to my father up until, you know, the second wife, my mother's deceased, and he remarried, and we were all fine. But she's just very insecure, especially with women. Mm-hmm. Even if it's his daughter, everybody's a threat. And she will fabricate things.
Yeah.
And he will just buy it. He'll just leave it and cut you off. Yeah. And I try to, like, take the high road and contact him and try to repair the relationships. He did this on Christmas Day a few years ago, and he just is like, you know, not unless she forgives you, and if she wants it, it's all about her. And even if we're in the hospital, like I was having surgery, he said, I can't visit you. It would be a betrayal to my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very hurtful.
Well, anytime a dad visiting a daughter is a betrayal of marriage, you're looking at an extremely sick situation that isn't going to be, I think sometimes you have to say, this may not ever happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard you talk about mourning your loss on the show.
Yeah,
and,
it's
and
not
that's
fun.
Kind of what I think, but I wanted to call you and just see if you...
Well, okay, but Cheryl, I think if you see the severity of the situation, as Steve is describing, and you commented that the other one of the sister-in-law kisses up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's not kissing up, which sounds kind of negative. Maybe she has learned that this person is very fragile and you have to handle her gently, and you're not going to have a typical reasonable relationship that kind of makes logical sense. Right, where you can be honest about things, that you have to, in a sense, make her feel secure in order to have a relationship with your dad.
In other words, to get to dad, there are eggshells that you're going to have to walk on if there's any potential whatsoever.
Right.
Any potential.
Right.
If
you shouldn't, you know, I can understand being careful with people. I mean, I think we all kind of do that with certain personalities, but not to the point of accepting people lying on you,
I understand that.
But
here's the reality Jill's saying. She's saying if you're ever going to get to him, you're going to have to be have her stamp of approval if it's possible. And I'm just saying sometimes things are impossible situations.
Yeah.
A man is so needy that he latches on, allows this person to do what she does, and the kids suffer.
Well, right, because if he doesn't, then he pays.
Yeah.
Right? He's learned that.
He has to live with her every day.
Every day.
And I share with you, Steve, my bride, in fact, her dad and mother divorced and married a woman much like this. Her dad and stepmother are passed now. But it is a fact. I saw how Melanie, my bride, kept her poise. As we talk about in ball at times, keep your poise. Don't lose your mind.
Yeah.
If Melanie was there to really love her dad and loved him so much that she respected this lady, even though she was negative. We didn't meet a person this evil anywhere.
Right. Wow. Right.
But now she was able to win that lady and other folks in the family. But it's hard. But you have
really
to,
hard.
As you stated on the phone here, you know, take the higher road, if you will. But it's painful. But it might be impossible, as you stated.
Well, one of the things that we've just seen so often is that sick, second spouses or third spouses or fourth spouses, the only way they know to deal with kind of not being part of this person's history and past is to cut off everything that represents their history.
That's right.
And past.
That's right.
I think that is exactly right.
And so the kids, you know, a kid pulls him back into his past. So let's just wipe them out. And we start clean. That's what the narcissist does. And and some of it's jealousy, some of it's insecurity, you know, but really what it is, it's this woman that he married, I'd sure like to meet his father. I mean, her father. And I'd like to say to him, hey, listen, you need to give this woman attention. Because if you don't, as a little girl here, give her attention, she's going to grow up and nothing is ever going to be good enough for her.
Right.
And that's what happens when dads don't spend time with their daughters.
You're right.
Nothing
Thank you so
is
much.
Ever enough. So, hey, on TV.newlife.com, I did a six-part series on grieving. And I hope, I'll give you a subscription to it. I hope you'll watch
that.
I think it'll help. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, TV.newlife.com. TV.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Carrie, let's talk about the National Center for Fathering. And what do you see out there? I mean, just how bad is the situation with fathers not doing what fathers are created to do?
We're in a tough pickle in the richest, the most powerful country in the world. And I think about when I was privileged to be a chaplain with the Olympic Games in Seoul, South Korea. Folks would walk up to you. Hanya Seo, Kamsamne Dayobos. Where are you from? I said, I'm from America. They said, oh, USA, number one country. But in the richest, the most powerful country in the world, tonight, 25 million children will go to bed without their biological father in the home. When that takes place, more likely to be poor, drop out of school, be involved in crime. Girls are more likely to be pregnant as a teenager.
Yeah.
But by a dad just being there, those statistics flip-flop, believe it or not.
Right.
And girls need their dad as well. It isn't just guys. Daddies raise the boys. I mean, mothers, yes, very important. We're not demeaning mothers. But it's a fact. Girls, our research shows, by having dad there, they're more secure, more confident. Research shows they would do better in math.
Yeah.
And here's the scary part. They will probably marry a guy with similar facial features as their dad. Now, looking at me, that's a little scary. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so dads just being there. And there are no perfect dads, as we stated earlier.
No, and I think you're really good at clarifying that. But here's what I think is maybe the root of the problem, is that children are not dogs. And you dogs are always for you. They love you. They lick you. They kiss you. You know, they're yes. totally loyal to you. They expect nothing. They don't argue with you. And
yes.
and many men, that is the deepest level of relationship
yes.
that they have. Because when a child starts to want to know or maybe differentiate or do some things and a father gets uncomfortable, they
right.
kind of back away, and they
right.
they don't dig in. They don't read books.
Right.
They don't mm-hmm. watch videos. Don't go to seminars. They
yes.
just they've got some stuff in their head that mm-hmm. makes it so uncomfortable for them
right.
to be a dad. And I think when you go around telling people there aren't any perfect dads, I think it really helps us to
yes.
bridge that gap a little mm-hmm. bit, because kids are difficult,
yes. Yes.
but worth every bit of difficulty you go through.
But I love what you stated. They're not dogs.
Right.
The dog's going to run up to you every day when you come home.
Right.
And lick and jump on you, and they're so excited. But we are emotional creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, we're made in the image of God. But believe it or not, as CEO of the National Center for Fathering, today I'm going through some challenges. I have a 17-year-old boy, and I raised three children. They're doing wonderful, have degrees,
yeah.
married, and we're going to send out a Christmas card in a few days.
Right.
And people look at our family, oh, it's growing every year, and everything's perfect in our family. Not so. My 17-year-old came to me a few years ago. Daddy, you play football. Marcellus played football. That's
mm-hmm.
his brother.
Yeah.
But, Daddy, I don't like football.
Right.
And I'm thinking, son, you need to strap on something. I've spoken to every NFL team. They come to me for advice. We're training the NFL, believe it or not, on domestic violence, sexual assault, and all this. Your pop's really important. But he doesn't give a rip.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then he came to me after that, and he looked me in the eye and said, Daddy, do you still like me and love me,
mm-hmm.
although I don't like football?
Right.
Son, if you never touch a ball, Daddy loves you. You're my seed. I have to, as you stated, find a way
yeah.
to connect. I can't just sit there mm-hmm. and go into my
right.
cave and say, well, son, try to figure it out, and I pay the bills, so like me, and just being excited about life.
Okay.
That's not true.
All right, so there's discomfort, the dog thing. There's disconnection. We've
yes.
got to learn to connect however we can with our kids that might have different interests in some way. There's a third thing, and that is that, you know, if it's true that over half, and I do believe it's true, of
yeah.
Christian men are using pornography, and then you look at the men that are involved in affairs and all this,
yes.
that there's a tremendous amount of shame that
and
is
guilt.
Standing in the way of developing a relationship of honor with a child.
Yes.
A man feels so much shame that shame and guilt, it builds a wall between you and the people that should mean
right.
the most to you, but you can't get to them
mm-hmm.
as long as you're participating in stuff that
right.
is shameful and producing that
right.
guilt there. And so we need men to step up and be men of integrity first.
Men of integrity, and you have to have other men that can keep you accountable.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect, but every Friday morning I meet with seven other CEOs, and we get into each other's stuff, what you're looking at, where you're struggling, how you're functioning at work, how you're handling the money, decisions you're making, and all of this. You're totally right. Men don't do well by themselves.
Yeah.
When I'm by myself, I have the potential to do the dumbest stuff that's in the world. And I've been to schools and everything. Mm-hmm. But you got to have folks that can look you in the eye and shoot you straight. Right. If you don't have it, the guy's going to fall eventually.
Right. Okay, a guy wants to do better, he can go to fathers.com. He could pick up your book, The 21-Day
Dad's Challenge.
Okay, so it's 3 weeks. And you go through this material, and you'll be a better dad.
Right.
And
it's a habit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So so we want, and then we also want men to look into at fathers.com the Watchdog.
Yes, program. Watchdog program. Being involved in your children's education.
Right.
And PTA and all of this.
Yeah.
Having male involvement. The teachers feel safer when a man is walking the halls and their dad's there children in the school. You can find the kid that does not have a dad at home. They gravitate to this male role.
All right.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. 1-800-229-3000. Our guest, Carrie Casey from the National Center of Fathering. And if you want information about everything they do there to help dads, be better dads, you go to fathers.com. Now, if you want to see some stuff on fathering, you can go to tv.newlife.com. Would love for you to go there and take a look at that. And then also, don't forget that Lose It for Life is January the 23rd, and we want you to be part of that. And tomorrow, the final Every Man's Battle starts tomorrow. You could still get in. It's in Denver, Colorado, and I just hope and pray that if God is nudging you and saying, hey, come on, a lot of people have this problem, a lot of people have taken care of it, that you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you don't know whether you've got a problem or not, go over to tv.newlife.com and look at the work that we've done over there. The newest series that is up right now that I'm in the middle of it is on being stressed and being blessed at the same time. And so if you had turkey and stressing and people are wishing you a Merry Stressmas, there's some good material there. Also, check out Dr. Amon's stuff there. We really had a great response from him. But Carrie Casey's going to be on there too, so you go and check that out. Now let's go to the phones, and let's talk with let's go to Jessica from Brighton, Massachusetts, WEZE. Hello, Jessica. How you doing?
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. What's going on?
Great.
So my question is, how long is too long to be engaged?
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28, and how long have you been dating, and how long have you been engaged?
I've been dating for 3, and I've been engaged for 3 years.
Okay. Now,
so six total.
We have discovered through an extensive amount of research here at New Life that whenever someone calls and asks that question,
yeah,
the answer is always, it's been too long. because there's the hopeful time, and then there's the wondering time, and then finally you start to realize it's been too long, and that's when you call a radio show. Now, here's the question,
right,
though. let's talk about this man,
okay,
that you've said, I'm just gonna stick with this guy. What is the defect in him? Was it his father that didn't instill in him an ability to commit or to be a man of integrity, be responsible? What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's actually the both of us. We've been struggling financially, and we've been pushing back the wedding.
I disagree with you. I'm not going to let you do that. And so I'm hoping when you get off the phone, you won't let yourself do that anymore. Everybody has financial stresses, and you don't want to be stupid, you know. But that's the excuse you've used to overlook the reality of your life.
Mm.
So what's the reality that's there? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him. I ask about him, and then you threw yourself under the bus with him. But I want to know, what is the defect that you see in this man that you've been around for 6 years? What's the problem?
I would say he procrastinates a lot.
Well, yeah, but why? We see that procrastination, but what's the problem?
I haven't really thought about it.
Does he know his dad?
He doesn't have a good relationship with his dad, no.
Mm-hmm.
His dad left his mother and his brothers when he was 5 years old.
See, it's too bad that about 5 years ago, you didn't say to him, hey, I think we're pretty great together. But we've got problems, and I just wonder if maybe you could go get some help with that thing that happens when dads leave 5-year-old boys behind. See, then he could have developed some maturity and responsibility and stuff there that you're probably not seeing. What do you think,
Jill? Is he your same age, Jessica?
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
He's 30 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, when a man gets married and when they make that commitment, I mean, that's the time for them to step up to the plate. Women, when we have children, we really mature at that point. And so, it sounds like he's made the commitment, but now he's just kind of dog paddling. And that, how long are you going to last with that? It's time for him to step up. So he needs some other men in his life that can come around him and let him know it's going to be okay, that he doesn't have to be scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Does he have men?
He does have them around, but he doesn't use them.
Okay.
Are they a lot like him?
Some of them... No, they're not like him. They're a little bit older, and
that's good.
We the leader is at our church, so
yeah. Okay, well, say Jessica, let me just say this: we're on your side here, see, and so on the one hand, I want you to know that you deserve a man that can love you. On the other hand, you know, we want to be great Christians and we want to help other people. But when we try to put those two together, we end up looking for someone to be married to that would be a great mate. And then we get all confused, and all of a sudden our mission becomes, if I can just love this guy and hang in with him more, he's going to get better, and he's going to come around, and it's just all going to work out great. And just as soon as this finance thing gets taken care of, mm-hmm. and we just lie to ourselves, and we don't want you to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know what happens when a woman like you says to a man like him, wow, I am so sorry because I am so in love with you, but I can't do this anymore. Sometimes those guys step up to the plate.
Yes.
They go get help. But men become men in the company of men, not in the company of the women they're engaged to for 3 years.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And I had the company of my dad when I was 21. I was a junior in college. I knew I loved my bride, and she loved me. She was graduating, and I knew I needed to be married to her. My mom said, well, son, you love her in a different way. And so my dad said, son, I know you're worried about the money part, but if you have 10 cents in your pocket, you love God and you love Melanie, you can go live in a tent in the backyard and you'll survive more than most folk.
Yeah.
And that happened. We've been married for 37 years.
Right.
The money and all of that's going to come as he steps up, accepts responsibility, has courage.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, I hope something we've said is good. I'm going to send you Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, not because I want you to read it. I want him to read it, and I want him to go to work on what's going on there because he's 30. He's got a long time. He can fix this thing. Things can be better. And maybe at 35, you guys, you might have a future, but I think you're going to have to say goodbye before.
Well, he's got to do some work now. Otherwise, it's going to linger through the marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go to James from Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, James is one of those people that listens on XM Satellite Radio, channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Hi, James. How you doing?
Hey, how you all doing?
All right. What's going on?
Great show you all have. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thanks.
I have a 33-year-old son that had a child out of wedlock, and he's wanting to handle his responsibility, which he is handling his responsibility by paying $600 a month for one child. But the young lady took him back to arbitrations, and they ordered $1,200 a month. And he's brought the child down to see us. He's been in time with the child and all that, but now she wants to stop all of that. But my question is I'm trying to give him all the biblical advice that I could give him, but I've never been through nothing like this here. The more he does, the more she wants him to do.
What do you think?
She is using him, and as I shared earlier with the caller, he has to keep his poise, don't lose his mind, take the higher road.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough unless her heart and mind is changed, that she really cares for the child, that she will do what's right. Seems like she's not wanting to do that. She's trying to get more. But you coach him along like any good coach will. And son, we're going to do what we have to do legally, but show that love for your son by stepping up to the plate and doing what's right.
Yeah, you don't use her reaction or whatever
she's
doing
as an
excuse to back away. Right. All right, James, I'm glad you called. We'll send you a copy of that 21-Day Dad Challenge. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. Carrie Casey, fathers.com. Check out that Watchdog program. And we'll have more right after this.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns.
The Lose It for Life workshop deals with all of these aspects with its intensive, comprehensive, and interactive curriculum. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Carrie Casey, fathers.com, and he and Jill are having a good time here.
Yes.
And we want dads to do what dads need to do. I mean, that's the main thing. One thing we didn't talk about, and I do think it's a result of a lack of a father or a father that is inappropriate, is this issue of anger. I think I think dads that get enmeshed with daughters produce rage. I think dads that don't get involved with sons produce rage, or they try to mold them into whatever they want them to be. There's a lot of rage in a lot of men today because of, well, women too, but men are angry, and we need to help men with that anger.
A lot of times when that happens, Steve, we share a lot. We work with a lot of NFL players.
Yeah.
And they're trained to be gladiators. But the majority of them, when I looked them in the eye, I said, come here for a minute. I said, do you know your dad? Did you grow up with dad in the home? Why are you asking that? But then you go right to it. I want you to know that if I was your dad, I never would have left. But a lot of times that anger comes out because they feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's tough for them to trust, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it comes out in anger. That's why, I mean, you saw Ray Rice there in the elevator. He hits his bride. I mean, he hits his girlfriend, now his bride. But they had that anger, they had that rage, the betrayal.
When I played football in high school, you could say the best player or the toughest lineman had the worst father of any father that anybody knew about in the town.
Mm.
And that was, that's where he let it go. And it's just sad that the legacy that a man would leave with a boy is rage.
Right. Yeah. One of the great things, though, that we see, though, is every child we know through research needs a father, grandfather, or a father figure. And I can't believe the opportunity I have. Not a perfect dad, but when you speak into the life of a man or a woman and tell them that I love you, through our research, that's what clearly comes out. A dad really does love the child, but you have to coach also to let them know, here's what you do, here's how you do it. Just like you were talking earlier as far as getting counseling, read the books.
Right.
Every man's challenge, I mean, have degrees, you work hard, you read books. I mean, but every man's battle, if you will, I say every man's challenge, mine is 21-day dash challenge, but yours, every man's battle. Let's keep it real. You're going to go through some temptation in life. And so it's good when you get the help, go to the seminars and all that you're having in Colorado soon and all of that. Every man's battle.
Clean it up. Be there. Yeah.
Get the knowledge. Don't miss being a superstar because you don't have the knowledge.
Right. Everybody needs a good father figure. And Benjamin Franklin is not a father figure. In other words, handing somebody money, like $100.
Yeah, yeah.
That, now, I like
what,
that, too.
That's what a lot of dads do, though, that's isn't it? They throw money at them. They don't know what to do. And I think all of their emotions kind of go under the umbrella of anger, because that's the easiest one for men.
You're totally right.
All right, let's go and talk with, how about we talk to Alicia from Fort Wayne, Indiana, listens on WQME, the place where I do this program out of when I'm not here many times. Hi, Alicia, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. How could we help you today?
Well, you know, it relates to anger as well. I have a very angry husband.
You do?
He's a sex addict.
Okay. By the way, we've never met a sex addict who didn't have a problem with anger. Isn't that interesting? Never met one.
He's getting to the point of even, you know, if I say the wrong word in a wrong tone, he gets angry and rages. And we've been through many counselors already.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question for us? What's the question for us? He's unfaithful to you. He's demeaning to you.
Yes. And I noticed that his addiction is increasing, or it's going to extreme levels now, to the degree of soliciting hookers online.
Okay. So what's the question for us then?
Well, the question is it time for me to abandon the ship?
You know what the real question is? Why, Alicia, would you have to ask that question? Why would you allow some man to treat you like that for so long and it just get worse and worse?
It's been four years.
Did you have, let's just go with what we're talking about today. Did you have a dad that didn't love you very much, or wasn't there, or what?
Well, my dad, because of where I grew up, they don't express with words.
Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
South America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know my dad loved me. He still does. We have a very good relationship.
Well, I just hate it that this is what you've had to go through, and let's just say, it sure is time that you develop a plan to do something different, because he's not responding to anything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten
how much worse does it need to get before you would intervene, Alicia?
I don't know. I think it was just me trying to look for hope anywhere.
Right.
Well, see, but sometimes hope is just wishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no real foundation for hope there. I'm so sorry that you've been treated this way, and I know God loves you, and this wasn't God's plan for you. But if you said, okay, I really do need to leave, do you have some place you could go?
I probably will end up going back to my country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would certainly tell this man that, you know, we do this marriage workshop at New Life, and we get people back together that have been, that have restraining orders, and they don't like each other. They won't even be in the same room. And we've gotten them back into really great marriages. If he won't do anything like that, then I think it is time that you not enable evil in your home anymore, okay?
Can't do it.
You hold on. We'll try to help you with that. And I'll send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. There's some great choices that you can make. I've only got a minute and a half left. But, Carrie, what do you want to say to guys out there like this man who uses pornography and prostitutes and has affairs and treats a woman
Don't live the lie. It's nothing but fantasy.
Yeah.
But to be with your bride in the toughest of situations and to seek help and to do what's right, you will be blessed. I've even had the privilege at times on the computer to see pornography and to realize that is really not me. And that is fantasy. Mm-hmm. It is not real.
Right.
You're being deceived. Get the best help that you can. Get with another man and say, this is where I'm struggling. Because believe it or not, you're not getting the best there.
That's right.
And so the best is that gentleman's bride.
Yep.
And as you fall in love with God, fall in love with your bride.
Absolutely.
And it's real good.
All right.
Hey, that's listen, a real man, right?
That's right, yes. If you want to hear more, tv.newlife.com, or you go to fathers.com. Newlife.com. We've got great resources here for fathers. Also, if you can help us, we sure do need your support. And don't forget, tomorrow, Every Man's Battle in Denver, you could still get in. Pray for us and call us 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. Make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.